bill earlier, with Senator Schumer pointing out
the disaster relief, which was bigger. President asked for 117. We got 100. We kept the government open, and we didn't get the debt ceiling. So there were three major victories. We didn't get everything we wanted, but I think if you look at the vote in the House, people felt pretty good. It was virtually unanimous.
Investigators in Germany are trying to figure out why a man drove his car through a Christmas market in Magdeburg, killing two people and injuring over 60 others. CBS's Elaine Cobb.
German officials had warned people to be vigilant at Christmas markets, which are popular for holiday gift shopping and family outings. And it's 8 years, almost to the day, since a terror attack on the Berlin Christmas market, which left 12 people dead.
This holiday period, a record number of travelers are expected to make their way through Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. CBS's Skyler Henry.
Some tips from officials here at the airport and also some other travel experts. They say to pack your patience. They know that lines will be long. If it's a domestic flight, try to get there 2 hours before your flight. If it's an international one, then 3 hours before. They also say that if you are expected to hit the road, make sure you get up on that gas and fill up the night before you make it your way to that respective destination.
Major airports in the Northeast could be impacted by bad weather this weekend. Winter weather advisories are in effect from the Great Lakes into the Mid-Atlantic region. CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano.
Warming up a little bit heading into Christmas Eve, that's a problem on both coasts. Strong system coming into the West Coast, and that traverses the country. Also in the southern plains up the Northeast, rain and another wet snow event here in the Northeast come Christmas Eve. Reminder, tomorrow is the winter solstice, so it's the shortest day of the year. Also the coldest so far this year for a lot.
The top U.S. official in charge of freeing Americans held overseas visits Damascus for the first time since the fall of the Assad regime. Roger Carstens is leading the search for American journalist Austin Tice.
You'd almost think that if you were running a country and you wanted to jail your enemies, you'd have one prison and it wouldn't be secret. But to have like 35 or 40 secret prisons, I find that just horrifying, disturbing, and yet in a way fascinating.
You can see Margaret Brennan's exclusive interview with Roger Carstens Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation. Starbucks workers begin strikes that could spread to hundreds of U.S. stores by Christmas Eve. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Legends on stage last night.
During a show at London's O2 Arena, Sir Paul McCartney welcomed on stage his former Beatles bandmate, Sir Ringo Starr.
Should we walk?
And they did, performing their classics like Helter Skelter and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The performance was the last in Sir Paul's Got Back tour, where the 82-year-old also did shows in France, Spain, and Brazil. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Tesla is recalling almost 700,000 vehicles because of an issue with the warning light on the tire pressure monitoring system. Being recalled are certain Cybertruck Model 3 and Model Y vehicles. The issue is that the tire pressure monitoring system warning light on the vehicles may not remain illuminated between drive cycles, failing to warn the driver of low tire pressure, and it can increase the risk of a crash. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low teens. And a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday, a high in the mid-20s. Partly sunny for Sunday, high low 30s. A few flurries Monday, dry Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, highs throughout mid-30s. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Go! Bye. Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
Stay. Oh, Monday, Monday. news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
This Friday, December 20th, make your way to Runnings in Burlington for a can't-miss event. From 9 to 3, a Milwaukee Tool specialist will be in store to offer project planning tips and expert insights. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Milwaukee Tool products throughout the day. Whether you're shopping for the perfect gift or upgrading your own tools, Runnings has the quality and savings you need, wrapped in holiday cheer. Visit Runnings in Burlington this Friday on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
Santa Claus riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all here's a reindeer pulling on a rein. Bells are ringing, children sing it all as merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus riding down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, boy loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Well, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when the chimes ring out, it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. Let's give thanks to the Lord above, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. 'Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
gone.
Paranoia
your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Always tuned to 1400 WRJN. Now you can hear the timeless hits on FM 2 in Racine. It's on 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, 98.1 FM. So whether it's AM or FM, you'll find them. Local news and timeless hits around the clock on WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's all right, girl. The fact is a
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The deadline to avert a government shutdown is right this minute, and the Senate is poised to approve the stopgap spending plan the House had passed hours earlier. CBS's Carissa Lawson reports the bill will fund the government through mid-March.
The GOP spent the day working to win support from their own ranks.
We are excited about this outcome tonight. We're grateful that everyone stood together to do the right thing. And having gotten this done now as the last order of business for the year, we are set up for a big and important new start in January.
House Speaker Mike Johnson, the bill includes $100 billion in disaster relief funds and $10 billion in farm aid. It does not include the debt ceiling increase President-elect Donald Trump had hoped for. At least two people, one a small child, are dead and 60 are injured after a driver plowed his car into an outdoor Christmas market in eastern Germany. The BBC's Damian McGinnis says the driver is in custody.
A rental car was used. Police are describing this as an attack. That's because it seems to have been deliberate. The suspect has been arrested. He appears to have been working on his own. So far, we don't really know anything about the motive. The suspect is originally from Saudi Arabia, has been in Germany for about 20 years working as a doctor.
There are reports the driver posted extremist views on social media. With the weekend upon us, more holiday travelers are on their way. CBS New York's Elijah Westbrook is at LaGuardia Airport.
The holiday travel rush is already shaping up to be a busy one. Inside the Marine Air Terminal here at LaGuardia Airport, lines wrapped around this holiday display. Some travelers were caught off guard, others not so much.
The holidays, yes, definitely. You always know that the holidays is going to be a busy time.
Port Authority says 5.2 million passengers will travel through area airports during the 13-day travel period, which kicks off Saturday. Officials say it's a 3% jump from last year.
Nationally, AAA predicts 119 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home between now and New Year's Day. A judge in Missouri has ruled that state's near-total abortion ban is unenforceable.
Missouri voters approved abortion rights ballot measures in November. The ruling on enforceability of the previous law sharply restricting abortion from Circuit Court Judge Jerry Zhang is preliminary, but a signal he intends to declare it's also unconstitutional. The judge blocked other abortion laws, including a 72-hour waiting period and a requirement that patients be given state-mandated information before an abortion. No comment yet from state Attorney General and abortion opponent Andrew Bailey. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's gotta be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at Salsa Night.
These skirts